Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. At issue is the location of the body of Jesus Christ. That the body is missing is agreed upon, but whose story will we believe and why? God's message to the women through the angel was, Matthew 28:6, He is not here, for He is risen, as He said. The chief priests and elders' message through the soldiers was, Matthew 28:13, Tell them, His disciples came at night and stole Him away while we slept. Today we are going to pull back the curtain, pop the hood, pull the inspection panel off, and look inside to see what happens when people take a truth, or in this case, the truth of an event, and then surround it with their own story. This is what happens most of the time when we pull God's words out of context, usually not in a matter as dramatic and overt as our example here, but the underlying dynamics are the same. Keep certain aspects of the story, but change the context to change the meaning until it fits my agenda. Context can be viewed simply as the words which surround the words. As I pursued this concept, I came away with a mental picture of words of God circled or surrounded by more words of God. As the thought developed, I realized that this is but one choice. What sometimes happens is that we surround God's words with our words to change the message. We see a powerful example of this in Matthew 28. Read Matthew 28 and let the intrigue draw you in. The women saw the angel. The guards saw the angel. The women were told what had happened, but the guards had been eyewitnesses, at least until they passed out from fear. The women ran to tell the disciples. The guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. Unable to dispute the event, the chief priests and elders attempted to change the context of the event by paying the guards to say that Jesus' body had been stolen. Some people believe the truth, some believe the lie. What is the difference? Which story fits what I want to do? Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.